Thank you very much for everyone's support. I'm really, really touched, and I need the support at the moment. Conference, I stand here today absolutely delighted and honored to be your candidate for Europe and proud of my membership of Alliance. This party, and only this party, represents the kind of Northern Ireland and the kind of Europe I want to be a part of. I joined Alliance because it is the only party that puts people before politics. Like the rest of you, and like most people in Northern Ireland, I don't lie awake at night thinking about the border or Northern Ireland's constitutional future, nor is that what gets me out of bed in the morning. No. What I care about, above anything else, what drives me and my politics is the everyday need of ordinary people. It's the single mother in need of a house, the Ethiopian asylum seeker wanting to see his family, the pensioner who needs access to welfare, and the many vulnerable people in our society. These are the people I work to help. These are the people and the issue that I want to tackle. Employment, housing, welfare, our environment, and good relations. So how do we tackle these issues? One way, Northern Ireland hasn't been successfully enough at as through our membership of the European Union. I have, of course, always been pro-Europe. It makes economic sense that we belong to a massive common market of 500 million people with an economy worth 730,000 million, a billion, not million, billion pounds. I will use our position in the EU to ensure the best economic future for Northern Ireland, and I will ensure that we take full advantage of the available funding to invest in skills and research. Socially, we have also benefited from the billions of pounds of EU peace and reconciliation funding since the Good Friday Agreement. As Duncan has said earlier about the peace and reconciliation money. And before becoming an MLA, I was the head of the Chinese Welfare Association, which set up new projects from peace money and from Belfast to Derry, stroke Londonderry. So I am very aware of how much good we can achieve with such funding. I will ensure that European money is invested in projects that help us deal with our past and promote a shared future. I will support the EU's push against organized international crime, especially the heinous crime of human trafficking. As the founding chair of the All-Party Group on Human Trafficking, I have participated in meetings in London and The Hague with the EU Parliamentarian Anti-Trafficking Network. I also sit on the All-Party Groups dealing with international development and with women, peace and security. This work has broadened my experience of international relations and convinced me of the need for Northern Ireland to have a representative in Europe with a much wider perspective who can work in Europe and closer to home. When it comes to the environment, the EU has delivered tangible results in reducing pollution, cleaning up our environment, and reducing chemicals in everyday use. Having been chair of the Environment Committee since 2011 and a member of the All-Party Group on European Legislation, I have seen firsthand the benefits that have been achieved through European directives on environmental protection, road safety, and waste management. If elected to Europe, I will continue to work for further protections for our environment. Just like crime, pollution is not limited by borders, so neither should our response be. Active and enthusiastic membership of the EU will allow us to build on successful measures to tackle climate change, promoting international investment in renewable energy and enforcing rules on environmental standards. It's holding us back from delivering for the people that I mentioned earlier. What those people need isn't more them and us politics, but but politics for everyone. What they need is a shared future. Some politicians argue that we should worry less about a shared future and more about the economy. But the reality is we cannot grow our economy, we won't attract tourism, won't retain entrepreneurs or encourage people to come home unless we deal with division. That's why last week in the local government bill, we sought to get the issue of flag sorted once and for all. But we were blocked by parties on all sides. It's why we also tried to introduce a duty on our new councils to promote good relations. But we were blocked by Sinn Féin and the SDLP. We should be taking every opportunity to face down division and exclusion. These are the issues that I am committed to and have devoted my political career to. Of course, in recent days, a lot has been said about my views on the constitutional issue, and many have tried to badge me as a nationalist. Let me make this very clear. I cannot and will not be reduced to one label. Just as the Alliance Party cannot be reduced to the labels of either nationalist or unionist. Since the 1970s, this party has supported the principle of consent, and we backed the Good Friday Agreement because it enshrined the principle that Northern Ireland's future will be determined by its people. It also said this, and I quote, "We recognise the birthright of all the people of Northern Ireland to identify themselves and be accepted as Irish or British or both, as they may so choose, and accordingly confirm that their right to hold both British and Irish citizenship is accepted by both governments and would not be affected by any future change in the status of Northern Ireland," end of quote. Alliance believes in this, and I believe in this. Some of us in this room come from a unionist background or hold a unionist aspiration. Some of us come from a nationalist background or hold a unionist aspiration. Others don't see themselves as either. When I decided to get involved in politics, I did not join Sinn Féin or the SDLP, parties that define themselves as nationalist or for whom the border question is their motivation. No, I joined the Alliance Party because my motivation isn't a united Ireland, but a united Northern Ireland. I joined Alliance because my priority was a shared future. It still is, and it always will be. I make no apologies for highlighting that Alliance is a party which champions and cherishes diversity. That's why I am here. Conference, what saddened me is that the focus on my comments reflects that there are those with their orange and green lenses who are incapable of seeing beyond sectarianism. They either can't grasp the concept of a cross-community party or they won't, because cross-community politics threatens their position. Tackling that narrow-mindedness is this party's responsibility, but it is also our privilege as a forward-thinking and progressive party. We will have the privilege of delivering Northern Ireland from the shadows of the past and showing the world all we have to be proud of. Just as Alliance works to tackle divisions within Northern Ireland, we also celebrate and promote the breaching of divisions between states, regions, nations and communities across Europe. In a way that other parties often fail to see, we recognize and embrace the strength that is found by working together. That doesn't mean the removal of physical borders, but it does mean addressing the borders in our minds. Alliance is a party which is serious about creating a shared future in which people of different backgrounds, whether they be racial, religious, or even constitutional, can live and work together in peace. So it's only fitting that our party mirror the society we are striving to achieve. A party for everyone that reflects a Northern Ireland for everyone. So don't call me nationalist, don't call me unionist, call me for everyone. Call me Alliance. Thank you.